we were talking about Mayor's sensitiveness to Baba's moods. I heard the story that during the East-West gathering, Adi would come to whisper something in Baba's ear on the stage, but then Baba would have to turn his neck to hear Adi. And the mayor sent a message to Adi that Adi should stand in front of Baba, even though he blocked the audience, so that Baba's neck wouldn't have to turn, so he wouldn't have to strain his neck. He didn't care about anybody else, he just didn't want Baba. You know, Adi was trying to avoid, you know, being between Baba and the crowds. He was his only concern about Baba.
That reminds me of one
thing
that I don't think you know. One day there was telling about his picture. And he said, that's not what he said. He doesn't like to be
turning this way. I never see all the time she was right. Yeah. She was always
so looking at that one. He had such a picture there. So thoughtful of me to be there. I don't have to push my legs to
Yeah, she forget, she'd be so forget kind of apathy. But when certain very important things were concerned,
very happy she had that in front.
That reminds me of that time up in the room in Maribor, up in Maribor, when I was at the Yankee one time. And by this time, I felt like I was learning how to stand out of the way. You know, I was sort of feeling kind of in a stand back. North America just don't need to really stand out of the way. So I was feeling like I was really standing out of the way. And I came down the stairs about 10 feet away, and I was standing far away. She looks over at me and she goes, like this. I thought I was out of the way.
You went out of the way and not
there. Out of the way. From now on, out of the way, she's standing by your shadow. She went back and she told about the baby Chandrani. Kitty would sit in the passageway here in a chair and keep meditating or watching Baba's image on his face. And it came in Mara's way, Mara would come and go. Kitty would say, am I in my way away? No, no, it's quite all right. But once she ever, you know, that she could feel.
She was so cheerful. And so strong, and she showed me the way of her and she had me do it. We come up to day, the night before I left, she had she on the call, and the kid got out of the car, and she was talking about her, she was, I could talk to her, she was so bad, and she got down, and because she was pregnant, because she didn't come, and we were all going, here we go.
You know, when we were children, and we would have come to the ashram, and Mr. Gray was the first who started growing taller than Martin. And then it was Mansari, and then it was Tamra Mas, and then you were going to the gate.
Who was the shortest one?
She's shorter than me, sorry?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Goodness. Baba liked teasing Marcy a lot. And then this time her Marcy was, like a tiny woman, something in her walk or something, but she was old. She did it like that. This time her Marcy. And even as late as 60, when Guru Prasad, he was still teasing her. And he would say, I can't understand, you know, how did you, when I was bringing her Kesha Shumata, was tall, slim, graceful, how did he choose women? How did he choose women? And then Marcy would take it very beautifully. She's a proper coded number. And next, don't make me short. It's so embarrassing. But you know, in the early days, Baba put it in each one according to their nature, which we could be so strict about. The Martin nature was we, in the things where everything was happening, we know what was happening in the ashram. Not only was she away from Bombay where everything was happening, she was even away from the ashram where everything was happening. She had to sit outside at the gate. And when she would go, you know, she would go to the toilet, she would, as she was, I mean, if this was a distance away from there.
This is up in Maribyrnong.
And up in Maribyrnong. So, going through, it would give her a chance to see, you know, what was happening. Also, a few things that took 5 minutes extra. The dad would always be arriving at the exact time of Mars.
Should I turn the lights off, Money? Should I turn off the lights?
Yes!
Can you go to Mamish where it's Lawrence Hall?
I never like to see it.
I couldn't believe it. But otherwise, I'm like, you know, when Baba was coming, Masu wasn't there. Why wasn't I? Baba had always been there. It was something to me. In the end, Baba says, you haven't to go so far away. He had to go to the structure professor was just next to him. Water everything here, but you have to be here when I come. Why are you new to me? That's the truth, Baba.
But in Narabad, before the Western school, anything from Nazi. And many years after the Nazi history, she was our watch and timekeeper. She would sit all day in that little room which is under the water tank outside the gate of Mehrabad, up the hill. You know, there's a room and then a big water tank. In the room she would sit. And she had to keep watch of anybody coming out for the bazaar. Vegetables to be brought, and so on and so forth. So somehow, even though it was her habit that she would just rush in, go to the bathroom, or to soak her clothes in the place, and then later she could wash it, just then after. She could not understand how could Baba come up here so fast? How was he waiting for Masha to go and start? So anyway, he would tell me, see how he would take care of each one's needs. When Nancy was sitting there all day doing nothing, you know, and her mind was in it, I got to wash my clothes, I got to do this, and I, you know, so Baba had to teach her nursery lines and some little poems so that Nancy could then have to repeat to Baba. You know. So now there I would be sitting. I'm not even sure what to do too. So here, Polly took the kettle on. Baba gave us a rhythm. Baba gave us, it is so like in Gujarati. Baba said, there are two compartments to a train. If one engine has two vans, if engine they bear the bus, Chalya and Dham, they're going to an unseen land. These two vans joined to the engines going to an unseen land. If the book Hari Hayo, one branch is empty, Bijama Che Ram. That's a rhyme of Ram and Ram. One is empty and another is Ram. But we look at each other. We just do that. And we put it in. And Baba says, Masi, because she had two pockets in the coat. And in one pocket, she had her beads. And she would say, Baba, 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 Baba. It's always that pocket was moving. You know? My little squirrel in there, or a parrot. And this, of course, was still and empty. So Baba made up a riddle from that. And Baba would do that so spontaneously, so heartening.
You know, Mara remembered that this last year. Thank you.
One curry?
Eggs are not real. Najee would make besan flour as the yolk, and she would make the rice flour as the outside. Eggs were put in the curry, you know. And everybody was,
I have something that I really like, you know. And I mean,
us down and started apologizing. And mother said to Dharma, don't worry, that's a man's way of saying mother is not to have
about Baba gave you all the pamphlets?
The pamphlet gift you had. The first pamphlet you had for
years. Oh, she had come from Baba. This happened here. What happened was that Gustavi was there and all the others were there. This is about person. I wasn't there. I've been in. And somebody sent bhajiyat. Not fish or meat. It was bhajiyat. It was just a treat because we just had our set meal. Very restricted economical restraint. I mean, there would be fast. And there would be a feast when Baba was giving. So Bhajas gave everybody. So Baba gave on his own hand, with his own hand, each one, a share. They took it on the leaf plate and went to sat in that one and started eating. Now, next to Gustaji was sitting the man who had brought the tree to Bhajas. You know, from, I think it was Minu Desai. I think it was Minu Desai's father. So he was sitting next to him and he thought, well, you know, I have bhajiyas all the time in Bombay. I mean, and Gustaji was, you know, sort of holding it down. And very little left, so he slipped some more. And he really thought Baba wasn't looking. Yeah, Baba was on the what he did? Where did that come from? The whole thing was just sort of stammers, stutters. I could do Baba. He didn't ask, but Baba's just saying, then Baba turned to the, you're trying to is the strategy to sell what he has earned for 2 annas. The budget would cost 2 annas. But by doing that, all that he has gained by giving up what he is giving up, all that would be nothing but to be sold for 2 annas. Throw it all out. So the strategy to throw it out. And he kept saying, what about my
there's so many dreams, some of them have reported.
some message in some way that Baba is giving any of y'all have any? Also, I try and figure out whether is the Mara new and she was saying, like for instance in the room, sometimes when I'm distracted by somebody else in the room, I should help her in the morning when she would put flowers on each picture and on the bed. It was a little romance between the flowers and Mara. You know, each one had a very special place in Baba's room. Each flower, and then it was placed by Mara. So Baba was looking for her, she said, pay attention. Mm-hmm. You will have to carry it. You will have to do this particular job. Mm-hmm. You will have to do this. You know, see. And so, I mean, it's like an art that I've learned about flowers. In the morning when I was 10, 10, and I realized that it's something that's it's a relationship with Baba too, right? Another way that, you know how Mara's and my relationship with each other. In the old days, when it was difficult for people to understand about Baba and Mara, in the very early days I'm talking about. So, at that time, my role with Mara had always been together from the very early times. But then it also helped people, because at that time it would be money, Mara. I have letters, I have things that would have said money in Mara. Because they understood. Is this just? Yes, they understand. And then Mara along with money. But then in time, how Baba feels in perfect ways. When everybody's ready to receive, he gives what one is ready to. Then look about the balance page. Then Mara and money. And then it could be Mara on her own. You know, Mara. Like that. Today, that impact, the thing with Baba Sutton. But see how beautifully the transition that was done with it. But for me, I knew she was happy. And I mean, that, where else would you want to be with Baba? And not if we ask or we want, whatever is his wish, but then how can we grudge that joy and something? But for me, my attachment to the rest of the relatives has been linked very much with me, right from the start. So then, that's what I mean, you know. It's not the thing. So, but still sometimes I remember, because of our closeness, there would be clashes, there would be friction, undoubtedly, like sisters, like someone you're very close to. So, I still remember one day Baba said, we were in the new life or something, and it was a little difficult, and that's the time when you were not supposed to be excited, not supposed to say anything, and you're not supposed to talk back, and there was a little situation that came up, and Baba, before he could have a Baba turn around to me, all right. But let's finish it up in this life. Not in the next one. That's fine. By now, I have about 10 soaps. But
When she was sitting here that last month, that in May, while as long as she could come over, all of us here together, coming, bringing her over, and she would sit there. After that was done, and then she, then Heather, and then after Janet, and then do these little exercises with her, word exercises of memory, repeating so that the words can come back, and also later opening boxes and manipulating in hands. So they would do that. Once she was here, and then Mary would be doing the concussion thing, Howard would be directing everything. This whole thing was like a symphony. So after she was here, I would go over to my little veranda to do my little work or something. So then, Heather would say, Mara, this, look at the glass. 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 After a while, she would do it. Then cup. Then again, she'd come with this paraphernalia. She'd pick up a cup. Cup. And Mary would say, cup. And then Mary would say, extraordinary. That don't seem to be it. She'll do that. Yeah. She would do it. This long sentence. I just can't get it.
She said it all.
You better just said it.
She was sitting there and Heather was saying, cup, Mara, cup. I was sitting there, Mara, so she turned and she said, most extraordinary, I can't say it.
Did she start to say Bob? Did she start to say Bob's name?
She was always Bob. So then, I said, sometime when I had to go out from that veranda, she would see me. The moment she'd see me, she'd be melted into, she'd forget all the lessons and everything. And suddenly everybody realized that her attention was there. I'd wave to her, wake up with her, so she'd be back, you know. And then once when I came up, she turned to me and she said it. She said, what are you doing more? I said, nothing anyway. After you were here, after tomorrow, I was with you in the morning, and I've only just come. But then I said, this is good. Now that at least this can rise up an interest every now and then. So every now and then I go out. And she would say, but in the last. Like to them, like telling them. Why don't
you, in the account you wrote, you said that you burnt candles before marriage, was it?
Yes.
Ma'am.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's when Baba Peter, when they go to Baba, you know, out in the world, according to the church, right, according to the Zoroastrian religion, they do it for a long time. They do all kinds of things. Baba said, no, just for 4 days, anything that, you know, just, so even when there are my brother, the praying just had a candle, light was there, and God, 4 days in front of Baba's picture. So for 4 days, Baba has said, the soul, anyway, the ordinary thing, the soul is linked to the Young man, old man, you never knew what. Nothing had happened.